Thank you for calling. This is Jenny.
Hey there. I have a question. Uh-huh. I'm an Airbnb customer. I've just been staying here for a couple days in apartment 701-D.
Okay. I don't have any dashes or D's in any of my apartments. We're an apartment community on the corner of Almerton and Belcher.
Okay, you're saying you never had the D.
No, we don't have any letterings. Well,
I think the tenant here probably separated all the units inside.
Okay.
Because I'm staying in apartment 701, but when you go in, there's a bunch of different doors now. Like the living room is a couple.
Are you talking about? I'm sorry, sir. Can you give me the address, what you're speaking of, the full address?
7501.
Uh-huh.
Apartment 701-D. Building 700, it says.
And you live there now?
Well, I don't live there. I'm just an Airbnb customer. I'm just staying here for a few days. I'm checking out tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, but I don't understand because I don't what's your question, though? What are you saying?
Well, I was wondering if there might be another bathroom somewhere, because one of the other Airbnb customers here has been hogging the bathroom for over 90 minutes now, and I just really need to use the bathroom.
Okay. I can assure you that I have no idea what you're speaking of, because...
You don't know what a bathroom is?
It's a building with 12 apartments, and each one has a key to enter each room. There's no shared bathrooms here.
Oh, no, they leave apartment 701 unlocked because they have all the separate units.
There's no 701. We don't have a 701.
Well, Apocalypse says you do. Is it 702?
No, we don't have any 702s.
Okay, all I know is
701s.
I'm at this address.
And what's Airbnb? What does that mean, Airbnb?
Oh,
what's that?
It's a service online. If you look it up, it's like it's a hotel, but you're not really staying in a hotel. You're staying in someone's house.
This isn't a house. This is an apartment.
Well, it's an apartment. You know, same thing.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I pay $35 a night to stay here.
Okay.
So I don't expect this kind of attitude when I call the front desk.
Well,
I'm going
to
leave
I'm
just
two stars.
I'm trying
to understand what you're... Can I get your name so I can call the person who's in the bathroom and try to figure out what you're talking about?
You're going to... You're going
to
call...
I'm trying to figure out who you are and who they are, and I'm confused. I don't have anybody sharing apartments. I only have 12-month leases here.
Oh, no, I'm just here for 3 days. I can't...
Yeah, but I don't have anybody that does subletting either. It's
policy. Yeah, it's not subletting. It's more just like I'm just staying for the night. I'm staying for 3 nights. It's like
you're staying with a friend.
Oh no, I'm staying. I checked in online, and I came here and went inside, and there was my bed.
How did you get the key?
They leave it unlocked now because they have all the different units inside unlocked.
But there's no, I don't have anything that has an interior hallway to get into. Everything has a front door and a back door. Everything,
oh,
I mean, there's no.
But like the bedroom has been separated into two different bedrooms, and then there's two different doors in there now.
I don't have anything like that, sir. I don't
know.
What's the company that you're paying this money to?
It's Airbnb.com.
I call them? Can I get their number so I can contact them?
Oh, I don't think they have customer service. It's just an app on my phone.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I just, it's so like, crazy. You know what Uber is? It's kind of like Uber,
yeah.
But for houses.
Yeah. Uber for houses, Airbnb. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave. And then, Dave, do you know who owns that apartment?
No, I just used Airbnb and just, you know, there's like five other people staying here besides me, but none of them are the tenant, I don't think. I think they're just Airbnb customers.
And it's 701 and then 70-D. 701-D?
D, like dog.
Okay, because the address that you gave me, 775, is our actual address, but our numbers, they're like 7-11, 7-12, 7-13, 7-14. They don't go into any zeros ever.
Oh, this you know, it's probably just my handwriting. It looks like the zero in here could be a one. So I guess it's apartment 711.
Oh.
I'm sorry
7-11.
About that. 7-11. Yeah.
So you know Yardena Williams?
No, I'm just an Airbnb customer.
That's where she lives is 7-11. So that's why I think you have the wrong number. You have the wrong number for sure.
Well, no, I'm here at this address. I'm on Olmerton Road.
Well, can you come to the leasing office and I meet you in the office?
Is there talk about it? Is there a bathroom in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. There's a bathroom in here.
And Ardenna Williams, she's the one on the lease?
Yeah, that's 7-Eleven. Oh. That's who owns the lease. She's been there for over 20 years.
And what's her phone number?
I don't have her number. She's a private resident here, and that's why I find it confusing. I'm totally at a loss for what this is about.
Oh, well, no, they've separated all the rooms with drywall. They've drywalled.
She lives in a one-bedroom. There's only 807 square feet.
I know, but the living room is three separate units. They're really small. They're just the single beds. The bedroom's a couple units. The kitchen is a unit.
I swear to you, it's the wrong number. You have the wrong number, I swear. Because if you could walk over, I can see building 700 from my office right now. Can you walk over to the leasing office then?
I could go to the window.
Yeah, sure. Wave. Come on in. I have a bathroom in here that's open and available.
Okay. Well, no, I meant the window where you could just see me and I could wave.
Well, no. If you want to use the restroom, you can come right in here and use our restroom.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to leave more stars. Okay, she's gone. Hey guys, this is Arby, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for May 19th, 2017. And today should be an exciting show. Not really, I'm just saying that. It sounded like a good thing to say to get people hyped up. But I don't really have any great plans or anything today. But those are usually the best shows, right? Today's show is sponsored by Andrew Don Farquimi. I remember when he signed up to be a sponsor, he said to make sure to say the entire name, because I know you won't be able to pronounce it, and that'll be funny. So thank you, Andrew Don hyphen Farquimi, for sponsoring the show and attempting to make me look like a fool. It's okay, I'm used to it. If any of you would like to sponsor a show, that's the kind of thing you can do over on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. I've been seeing quite a few messages this past week from people who are wondering where the new shows are, because something happened to the feed on snowplowshow.com. I didn't even know that many people use snowplowshow.com. I've been thinking about getting rid of that domain or just forwarding it to phone losers because I have too many feeds out there. But anyway, the company that hosts snowplowshow.com, they moved something. They did something with the servers. They sent me an email about it and I just kind of ignored it. And it turns out I shouldn't have ignored it because I needed to change some name servers and stuff. And for whatever reason, the name server thing was making it so I couldn't log into the FTP and upload the podcast feeds. So for the last two shows, I'm just like, I'll get to it next time. But I fixed it today. I think I fixed it. So be sure to refresh your feeds. And if you think I haven't done a show in, you know, the past week, then boy, are you in for a surprise, because there's two episodes that you've missed. Just because you're not a very good fan and you don't go to phonelosers.org a lot and see that there's a new show. It's all your fault. It's not my fault. But I'll apologize anyway. Sorry, guys. I don't know why my web hosts are always changing things. Just leave things the way they are. It's fine. Now I have a new server number and everything. What a big pain in the ass. And another thing that I saw people complaining about during all of this is that they tried to look up the feed on iTunes or whatever, and they see multiple feeds. And there's a reason for this, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, years ago when I did that. But, you know, like back in the PLA radio days, I think the feed address was phonelosers.org/rss.xml. And that doesn't work so well with WordPress, so I just forwarded that to the new RSS feed. And I did that with other additional RSS feeds from back then. Like there was a video RSS feed for PLA radio. And forwarding them to another RSS feed just so I can keep all my subscribers sounds like a good idea. But what it actually does is make multiple RSS feeds for the Snowplow Show and for Phone Losers of America. And it confuses the crap out of everyone. And I need to take those down, like ASAP, and just let those old feeds die. So that's the reason that's happening, in case you're wondering. And the only reason I have a feed over there on snowplowshow.com is because the one on phonelosers.org says Phone Losers of America. That seems confusing. Why didn't I just call my podcast Phone Losers of America? What's wrong with me? In the future, when my web host sends out an email about important hosting changes, I will try to remember not to delete it next time. I'll look at the email and see what I'm supposed to do. One more announcement before we get started, and that is that one of my phone calls was on The Dick Show. You guys all know about The Dick Show, right? It's a podcast that I listen to now. I've been kind of really into them for the past couple of months, ever since one of my listeners got me into his show. Thanks for that, Brandon. But ever since then, I've been noticing there's a lot of crossover between the listeners of my show and the listener of The Dick Show. A lot like there's a lot of crossover between my show and Distorted View. So if you're into my show, and if you're into Distorted View, distortedview.com, then maybe you should listen to The Dick Show, because they're an awesome podcast that plays PLA stuff occasionally. Like here, let's listen to this one. Oh, shit. No. Okay, you guys, important tip that I just learned the hard way. Literally, if don't go to dickshow.com, go to thedickshow.com if you want to listen to The Dick Show, because dickshow.com is something else. You don't want to go Maddox, there.
You're the good boy. Yes, you are, Maddox. You're the good boy.
But yeah, it's like a call from one of the previous shows where I was calling up Petco's and one of the dog's names was Maddox, and Maddox seems to be public enemy number one over there on The Dick Show.
Who's the good boy, Maddox? Maddox, are you fucking deaf?
I'm asking who the fucking good boy is. What the fuck's wrong with you, Maddox? What the fuck, Matt? I'm sorry.
He's starting to shake now.
Okay, he's pissing me off.
I love that he starts to shake at the end. That's the best. When I can emotionally affect a dog over the phone, then I know I'm doing things right.
And I was thinking there was more commentary around the prank. Maybe there is. I don't want to listen to the entire thing. I've heard it way too much this week. But thanks, Dick Show, for playing my stuff. That was awesome. I'm going to shut up with announcements now so we can get started on this show. I got a list in my email today. It's from Apocalypse. He says, "Hey, Brad, here's a new Tenants from Hell list. I included a few apartments with trees in front of them that are practically begging to get cut down. It took me 6 months to get you this list that I promised, but you'll probably take 6 months to use this list, so we're even." And he just sent me the list today, so I'm just using them today to, you know, to spite him for assuming I wouldn't get to these in 6 months. Take that, Apocalypse. And I don't know what he has in mind to do with trees, but I've always wanted to do an apartment call with a tree in front of the window that I could say I cut down because it was blocking my view of something, but then it crashed into the apartment, it fell the wrong way. Maybe he knows I want to do that, because I've mentioned it before, and that's why he's including trees. I guess we'll see when I get to the list. But holy shit, it looks like the first few have trees in front of the windows. So this could be fun. Let's give one a try and see what happens. Oh, he's got ideas for him. Like on this first one, they have a tree in front of the apartment unit. If it were cut the wrong way, it would crash into the cul-de-sac where a number of cars park. And then here's one, he says, the tree blocks most of the upstairs window in apartment 9. And he wants me to tell them that I cut down the tree to celebrate Christmas with my kids because I was in jail for Christmas. But he says it's a stupid idea because the tree's about 3 stories tall. But I don't think it's stupid. I'm going to do that. Anyway, yeah, let's get to the first number on this list.
This is Judy.
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I'm having kind of a problem.
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
You're a tenant here?
Yeah. Don't you believe me? What?
Roy who?
Yeah. Apartment 44. I can't hear you over all that bongo music or whatever it is. What's all that
number
about?
Number 34.
You should turn down your radio. Yeah, Seth.
Okay, what's going on, Seth?
Oh, hey, there's this tree in front of my apartment number. There's
a tree?
There's this tree in front of my apartment, and I cut it down, and it was supposed to fall one way, but it actually fell the other way, and it landed on some cars.
Oh, great.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll be down there in a minute.
Okay, is there any way... What? She's just going to hang up on me? Probably because she had a phone call. In the middle of my phone call, and she had to go and answer it. How rude. And she gave me the name of the person in that apartment, by the way. Thanks for that, lady.
At the tone.
And now she's not picking up.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, so she's just not picking up at all now. I think she just ran out to go look at the tree that fell over on top of the cars. So I'm going to hold on to her number and give her a call back after she's done with all of that. And I don't know what to say, you know. Maybe I'll tell her I was talking about my Hot Wheels. There's one of the trees in my bathtub in my model rainforest that apparently has Hot Wheels in it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay, so this next apartment number, there's a pine tree in front of these units. The tree blocks most of the upstairs windows, apartment number 9. Maybe the tree fell into the neighbor's units. Which, by the way, there's a big tree in front of apartment 8 and 9, too. What? You mean 7 and 8? You already told me there's one in front of 9.
weirdo. This is the one he wants me to say that I cut down one of the trees to celebrate Christmas with my son, who I only have custody of on the holidays.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
For some reason.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail
balls.
For $5.
So, yeah, I've tried to call several times now, and they're just not picking up. What the hell is up with this list, Apocalypse? It's just him trying to sabotage my shows again, that's all. Next one says, there's a tree in front of the apartment 15 window. Would be a shame if a tenant cut it down and the tree crashed into the parking lot. There's 8 more trees across the street that seem to block a nice view of the complex. Maybe those gotta go, too. Yeah, I think Apocalypse obviously knows about my lifelong dream to chop down trees at apartment buildings. So thanks for all this, Apocalypse. It sucks that nobody's picking up, though.
Good afternoon. This is Catherine. How may I help you?
Hi, Catherine. I'm a tenant here, and I'm having kind of an issue.
What apartment are you in?
What apartment? Number 15.
Okay. And your name?
Roy.
Roy? Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, there's just this tree that was in front of the window.
Uh-huh.
And I cut it down because it was blocking my view of something.
You cut a tree down?
Well, not all of it. I started cutting it right around 4 feet. So there's a big stump sticking up that's about 4 feet tall. But I cut the rest of it. You know, I just totally chopped it down. But it fell.
Didn't have authorization to cut the tree down.
Well, it's just a tree. It's not like, you know, nobody owns trees. But
we do. So you needed authorization to cut our trees down.
Oh, well, too late now. But the reason I'm calling you is because it fell the wrong way, and it, like, crashed into the window, into my window. So I just need my window replaced.
Okay, I don't show you in that apartment.
I'm. What do you show?
Well, who else lives there?
I don't know, Dave, Karen.
Which apartment?
Number 14.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Roy.
I have nobody by that name in that apartment. What's the address that you live at?
I mean, I wouldn't be on the lease, because I just stay
Why
on the
couch. Why wouldn't you be?
Because I stay on the couch. I don't get my own room, so I don't have to be on the lease since I don't get my own room.
Yeah, you do.
No,
so,
I don't, because I sleep on the couch. I'm pretty sure I don't have a room. I don't know why you're...
It doesn't matter. Whoever lives in the apartment... Hang on, Rosa.
Well, you're
saying... Whoever lives in the apartment has to be on the lease, and they have to be approved prior to moving in.
But I don't have a room, and you're saying...
It doesn't matter.
You're saying I have a room, and I don't have a room.
It doesn't matter, sir. You have to be approved by us before you move in.
Okay, well, look, that part doesn't even matter.
Who are you... I'm trying to figure out what apartment. Who's your roommates?
Well, I pay my rent to Eddie.
I think you must have the wrong property, because we have no Eddie, nobody by any of these names. So what address do you live at?
38 Street.
Okay, there's nobody by that name in that apartment.
Apartment 13.
No.
14.
No.
15.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I chopped a tree down, and it hit the window, and someone just needs to come over and replace this window. You know, do your job.
Well, I need to know who you are.
It doesn't matter. Just come over here and clean your shit up.
Excuse me?
I'm saying just, you know, you're giving me a hard time. I'm just trying to be nice.
Because you don't live here. I don't know who you are.
I do, too.
I need to know what apartment you live in so that I can find out what unit I'm going to fix the window.
I already told you, 14.
And you gave me 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Well, I have friends that live over in 15. We do business together.
You have friends, plural, that live in 15?
Maybe.
No. There's only one person that lives in 15.
Ah, that's what you think. Look, I don't have time to sit here and do this all day. Just get someone to fix the window.
Well, it's going to be charged to the people.
Well, it's not my problem, because I'm not even on the lease.
Oh, it will be. Thank you.
No, it won't, because... Damn it, we never even got to the reason why I chopped down the tree. Why didn't she ask me why? That's what I would ask if someone told me they chopped down a tree. So he says there's 8 more trees across the street that block a nice view of the complex.
Good afternoon. This is Misha speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know those other 8 trees across the street, like they kind of block the view of the complex. I'm chopping those down too.
Okay, so you were just on the phone with Catherine, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. She got all huffy with me and started, I don't know, just freaked out. I was just trying to tell her about a problem.
So there's you're cutting, just so I know what's going on, you're on our property and you're taking trees down?
No, I live here. I live in apartment 14, and I chopped down the tree that was in front of the window. You're such a better listener than that other lady.
Wait, you chopped down one of our trees?
Yeah, just the one in front of apartment 14, because it was blocking my view.
You do realize that you can't do that, though, and actually in your lease agreement it says that you're not allowed to do any kind of landscaping on our property.
Well, this isn't landscaping. I'm not a landscaper or anything. I just chopped down a tree. But it fell the wrong way, and it fell into the apartment, so it broke the window, and I need someone to fix the window real quick.
Is this a joke?
No, I'm in apartment 14. I just, you know, the window's broken. Someone has to fix the window.
Okay, well, I believe Catherine went over to your unit, so she should be there.
Okay,
and
yeah.
She'll talk to you.
Okay, well, is she going to yell at me again? Because she just yelled at me a bunch before.
Well, sir, that you can't do that, and now you've caused damage to our building.
Well, the tree was blocking my view, though. It used to not be so bad. You know, in the wintertime, I could just look straight through it.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm not going to argue with you about this because what you have done actually goes against your lease, and now you've caused damage to our building. So well, Catherine went over there, and she will discuss it with
you. But I'm not on the lease.
Who are you, then?
I just sleep on the couch, but, like, I couldn't see with my binoculars through the tree. And
This has got to be a joke. Are you serious right now?
No, I wouldn't joke, ma'am. I'm a Christian. I'm just letting you know about a problem.
What is your name?
My name is Roy Gerbil.
Can you spell your last name for me?
Gerbil.
And what's your phone number?
801-2539.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said this is unit 14?
Yeah. And I don't see why you're being such a bitch about it. Cause, like, both of you, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Please don't swear at me.
Well, I'm not swearing at you. I was calling you a bitch.
Okay, I'm going to hang up right now. Catherine is over there. If you're at the unit, then you should be seeing her.
Well, I'm not going to even answer the door for Catherine because she had her chance.
Okay, I'm going to hang up right now, and then we'll discuss this later. I'm with someone right now, okay?
Who are you with?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Who are you talking to? Oh, no. I think her and Catherine are probably going to discover that it actually is a joke when there's no tree that's fallen down. I kind of wish I could call back and talk to Catherine again. Maybe I should save that number too and call back and no, fuck that. Let's just move on to the next one. Apocalypse says there's a big tree out front. The building has one of those sheet metal roofs, so it would probably cause a lot of damage if the tree fell into it, so cut that bitch down. Okay, Apocalypse, let's give this one a try. No answer on that one. Looks like the next one says there's a tree in front of this unit's window. Maybe ask the manager if you can sell firewood door to door and then tell them you cut the tree down in front of your unit because it was blocking your view. Proceeds donated to the Trump Foundation. Wow, that's a lot to remember.
Thank you for choosing Terrace. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. until noon. If you have reached this message...
What? Noon? What the hell? It's a bunch of lazy people working there. They have to go home at noon. So, unfortunately, there's a bunch of tree numbers here where Apocalypse has told me where the trees are located and everything, but none of them are answering, so I'm just going to save them and do them on a future show, I guess. Or maybe try them out again at the end of the show, I don't know. But the rest of the apartments, they're all just normal apartments, you know, there's no trees around them. Or if there is, he hasn't told me about it. But maybe I could just say that there's a tree in front of my window. He's not going to know. No, that's probably a terrible idea.
Thank you for calling Grove, this is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, I'm a tenant here, and I have kind of a problem.
Okay, sure.
There's a lot of dirt in my apartment, like piles and piles of dirt. I was wondering if you have any, I don't know, like a wheelbarrow or something I could, you know, haul it out to the dumpster in.
Piles of dirt in your apartment?
Yeah, just like a ton of dirt. I've been digging, you know, underneath, you know, through the floors, underneath the apartment.
Okay, I'm confused. And what apartment are you in?
I'm in 105.
What's the first part? What's the building?
Oh, number 7.
7105?
Yep.
Okay, sure. I'll have someone come over and check for you, okay?
Well, check what? No, I don't want anyone to come over. I'm kind of busy right now. I was just wondering if I could borrow maybe a wheelbarrow or something so I could start hauling this dirt out to the dumpster.
I just have a lot of dirt. You know, I've been doing a lot of digging over the past few months.
I don't have a wheelbarrow that I know of.
Huh. Do you have something else? Do you have a wagon? Or
I don't think so.
Maybe a dolly?
It sounds like we should better come and check what you're doing, because that doesn't sound like it's okay.
Oh, no, it'll. I'm going to shampoo the carpets. It's okay. It's just
No, you can't dig holes in the floor.
Well,
something.
It's just one hole, and it's in the hallway, so it doesn't matter. But I've been digging this underground city, and I've had to bring all the dirt up from the underground city into my apartment.
Well, we will be bringing somebody over to check that.
It's a mess. No, I you can't come over. Man, she just will not listen. I need to let me call her back. I need to make sure she doesn't come over. I don't even have pants on.
Thanks for calling Grove. This is Tanya.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know you can't come over right now. I don't even have pants on yet.
Okay, well, get some pants on.
Well, no, I'm not going to answer the phone. I mean, I'm not going to answer the door.
Well, it's not okay to dig a hole in the ground, so...
Well, it's not in the ground. It's more like it's in the floor, and it's fine.
Yeah, in the floor.
I've read up on the laws, and it's okay. It's eminent domain.
No, it isn't okay. We didn't say that was okay, so it's not okay.
It gives me more square footage this way. So I can move
it. Okay, well, you can move out. That's okay. You can get more square footage into a different apartment.
Well, no, I won't have as much because I'd have to redig, and I've been working on this for months, and I'm not leaving. I have squatter's rights, and I'm going to move some more people in to take advantage of all this new square footage.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Get some pants on.
Nope, not doing it. It's barely even 1 p.m. I ain't putting pants on. She can't tell me what to do. So that one was in Utah, and I've noticed on the last couple, they've had Utah addresses, and Apocalypse has been making fun of the addresses and saying, what the fuck's up with Utah's addresses? Fucking Mormons and their retarded polygamy streets. And I just found out recently that's actually like a grid system, and it leads you to the temple, which is in the middle of town, like the Mormon temple. So the addresses are like that one, for example, 165 North, 1650 West. So 165 is the house number, and then the street is N1650W. And I think I'm probably remembering this incorrectly, and I'm sure everyone's going to yell at me and make sure that I know I'm stupid. But it works kind of like GPS coordinates. It's like it tells you how many blocks or feet. I don't know what the measurement is now that I think about it. It's probably feet. No, it's probably not feet. I have no idea. But there's a reason that their addresses all look like this. And it has to do with where the temple, the Mormon temple, is located, which is always in the center of town, apparently. So no matter where you are in Utah, you can always find your way to the temple.
We're calling Village. This is Lenny. How can I help you?
Hey, Lenny, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Okay.
I just wondered if you had a place where I could throw away a bunch of dirt that's been piling up in my apartment. Like, I just have these several piles of dirt.
You have dirt that has been piling up in your apartment?
Yes, yeah, and I just, I don't know where to put it. Like, it's too heavy for trash bags. Every time I put it in trash bags, they break.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah.
So is it due to the construction that you're getting that dirt?
Oh, no, I've been, well, yeah, it's, I don't know if I have mentioned this to you guys yet, but I dug a hole in the apartment, down underground, and I'm digging a underground city, like a cave type thing, so I have more square footage. But, you know, the dirt's got to go somewhere, and I just don't know where to put it at this point.
Roy. No, due to the construction that we're doing outside. I'm assuming that you're...
No, this is inside my apartment. It's just the dirt. You know, there's piles. I've got it sitting on plastic, so not much of it's getting in the carpet.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
And this is dirt that has accumulated from your apartment.
Correct. Yeah, I've been digging a hole. Like, there's a kind of like a stairway going down in the hallway now. And it goes down.
Roy, what unit are you in?
Underneath the apartment, and that's where the dirt's coming from.
What unit are you in?
Whoa, what happened? It sounds like you're in my cave. I can't hear you now. What happened? Hello?
What unit are you in?
Oh, I'm in...
Can you hear me?
No, barely. What happened? It's as if you're on speaker.
What unit are you in?
I'm sorry, what are you asking me? What donut do I... Ma'am? Hello? 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 Okay, I'll call right back.
Baltimore Village.
Oh, hello? What happened there?
Hello?
Hi. I was talking to someone, and the line went dead, and who's this?
My name is Jennifer. Who's this?
This is Roy. I'm a tenant here. But was I transferred to you?
Oh.
No one said they were transferring. Where did I get transferred to?
No, this is the main office.
Oh, I think... Well, who was I talking to before then? Was that not the office?
It could have been our call center.
I see. Okay. Well, I don't know. I was just trying to find out what I was supposed to do with all this dirt. I have a lot of dirt accumulating in my apartment, like piles of dirt.
What's your apartment number?
It's 611.
611, and is it your front door or back door?
Is what my front door or back door?
Where is it accumulating from?
Oh, no, it's
is
in,
it,
it's
coming
in the
through your door, or?
Oh, no, it's in the bedrooms, mostly. It's like about a five-foot pile of dirt. It's because of the stuff I've been doing inside the apartment.
Okay.
Didn't she
Roy,
explain all this to you when she transferred me? Because I already explained all this to her, to some lady. I don't know who it was.
Okay. Well, since I don't have a Roy that lives in that unit that you designated, are you sure you have the right apartment community?
Oh, I'm positive. Over there on 7800.
Okay. Well, I don't have anyone by that name living in that unit.
Well, I wouldn't be on the lease. I just sleep on the couch.
Okay, so who do you rent from then?
Actually,
who's your friend that lives there?
That's why I'm digging the hole in the hallway, because I'm going to set up my own apartment underneath this apartment. So, like, I'll have just as much square footage as they already have upstairs. But I just need to get rid of this dirt, because Eddie, he's complaining about it. Hello?
All right, and I don't have an Eddie, so I don't know how to help you with this.
Well,
I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Well, what are you trying to help with?
If there's anything further I can help you with, feel free to give me a call.
But you haven't helped yet. I just need a wheelbarrow. Or...
I can't help you.
Why not?
I don't have anything that I can assist you with, sir. I do apologize for that.
Do you have a
if
wagon, maybe?
If there's anything further that the actual resident needs, he can go ahead and give us a call, and we'll just verify that he is the leaseholder, and we'll go ahead and take it from there.
You're talking in kind of a bitchy tone, you know?
This afternoon.
You're talking in a very bitchy tone.
Bye-bye.
Well, she told me. I think she's the winner. Maybe I'll give up on this whole dirt thing, I guess. Hello, I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
Sure, what unit are you?
I'm in 18.
Okay.
And I just have a lot of dirt that's been accumulating inside the apartment, like a big pile of dirt. Do you have is there any way I could borrow like a wheelbarrow or a wagon or maybe some buckets?
Where's it coming from?
I've been digging a hole in the floor, and we've made kind of a stairway that goes down underneath the building, and we're making a new room down there, but... You know, we're bringing the dirt up from down there, and it's just kind of piling up, and we don't know what
you're
to do with
building,
it.
You're digging a hole in the concrete?
Yeah, well, just in the hallway, so it's not a big deal. We're going to make kind of like a stairway that goes down there.
Did you ask for permission for that?
No.
Sounds
it's
like
gonna,
you're destroying the property.
Well, no, I think we'll just kind of cement over the top of the hole whenever we move out, so you won't even know it's there. But we're just building a very large room underneath the apartment building.
I don't know if I like the sound of that. I'm going to give you Ray's number to go look at.
You're going to give me what?
Ray, do you want Ray's number?
Okay.
I'm going to give you Ray's number.
That
okay.
sounds great. Okay. But, I mean, it's no big deal. You know, it's going to look nice. We're going to put up drywall.
349.
Mm-hmm. Who's this guy?
He's a maintenance guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, I know him. But look, it's no big deal. You know, we're drywalling down there. We're going to put up nice ceilings. You know, we're just trying to make another bedroom. We're basically increasing the value of that unit because there will be an extra bedroom.
My situation is I've seen people fix things up, and it's not the code and stuff, and then I have to pay for it to go back to original So I need somebody to go. So I need him to go look at it, see what the hell you're up to.
Well, you can just roll the carpet back over the hole, you know, like, and people will never know it's there. It'll just, like, when they walk over,
it'll... You're going to put a room down there.
Yeah, well, we've already started. We've got a TV down there and a couch. We're doing the drywalling and stuff.
Underneath the concrete floor.
Yeah, yeah, we used a sledgehammer and a jackhammer and busted right through it, and then we're building like a stairway, so you can just walk down there like it's a basement. And, you know, there's
a sub-basement.
Huh?
A sub-basement?
Yeah, whatever, yeah, something, I don't know. But yeah.
I'm going to have my guy over there and look at it.
Well, we don't...
All right, let me call Ray.
You're not really allowed to come down here and into the... And Ray's not either.
Ray's not what?
I was just calling to find out if you have somewhere we could put all this dirt. Like, can I just pile it up outside by the parking lot?
No, I don't know if I even want you to do what you're doing.
Well, no, I wasn't asking permission. I just, you know, I didn't know what to do with the dirt.
I wasn't giving you permission.
Well, that's good, because I didn't ask for it. Now, I was just trying to find out what to do with this dirt. There's like a pile of dirt in my bedroom that's like 5 feet tall.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, but we got plastic down on the floor, so it's not a big deal. It's not getting in very much of the carpet.
I got to see this. Okay, thanks, Paul.
Well, no, you're not invited to come over. There's no girls allowed, sir. Oh, no, he didn't hear me call him a girl. And I don't know if I want to talk to Ray. It's just a maintenance guy. He's not invested in the property. Probably not.
Please leave your message for...
And this guy isn't even picking up now. Went straight to voicemail. He's probably talking to Ray.
Please leave your message for...
Okay, here, I'll try Ray. See what he says.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, Ray is busy too.
Handyman Ron.
And he said Handyman Ron. Or Roy. Oh, maybe his name's Roy. I thought he said Ray. Okay, it's not going straight to voicemail this time. This isn't Ray, this is the...
Please leave your message for...
He hit the button. He doesn't want to talk to me, so,
Please leave your...
I've tried a bunch of times, neither one of them will pick up. So I'm giving up on those guys. They're probably both, like, just rushing to the apartment to find out about all this dirt.
This is Ellie. How can I help you?
Hey, Ellie. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Of course.
Okay. I've been running like a soup kitchen out of my apartment, and I've got this one homeless guy that just won't leave. And is there any way you could send someone over to just make him leave? Because I gave him his food already.
What apartment are you in?
I'm in apartment 197.
Let's see. So, there's not a lot that we can do to ask people to leave. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, my recommendation is to contact city non-emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having an issue with somebody here that's, you know, bothering you, or, you know, you're asking them to leave and they're
well,
not.
Normally he's fine. Like, I run a soup kitchen out of my apartment, so I have a lot of people come over here and get their food every single day. A lot of homeless people.
Okay. And what was your first name?
My name is Roy. But it's just this one, he's just like, I don't want to leave today. He just doesn't want to leave. And, you know, I have things to do.
And you're an M197?
Yep.
Okay, what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel. And the homeless guy's name, his name is Eddie. And he just refuses to leave. Like, could you just send security over and maybe just have them throw him out?
So we don't have security here, so that's when you would need to contact the police to have somebody be removed.
Kind of hobo place is this?
And I currently don't show that... Sorry?
Oh, nothing. I was talking to myself.
Oh. And I currently don't show that you're listed on this contract, so are you living in this apartment?
Yeah, well, mainly I just run the soup kitchen. I don't really sleep here. I'm here in the daytime, just maintaining... the soup kitchen and feeding all the homeless people that come in here.
Out of the apartment?
Yeah, they all come into the apartment every day and, you know, get their food, get some breakfast, and usually they're on their way. It's not a problem at all, but this guy just won't leave.
Okay. So, do you have a business license to be operating that outside of the apartment?
No, because it's not really business. We're just feeding people.
Sure. Anything that's, you know, like I said, if it's business operational or something similar, I mean, are you writing off these things?
No, we're just, we just feed people. We don't really deal with money or anything.
Okay. So currently I don't show that you're living in this apartment, so we'll need you to come down and fill out an application first, and have you sign the contract first and foremost.
Oh, I'm not going to live here. I wouldn't live in a place like this.
Okay. Well, then at this point, my suggestion for you is to contact the city police and if you're having any issues. And we'll go ahead and check and make sure that you're not living there. And if you are, please submit your
I just stay on the couch sometimes. I hardly ever stay here at night.
Okay.
But,
well, you just told me you were living there, that that's your apartment. So,
well, it's kind of mine because, you know, I run the soup kitchen. I set up the whole kitchen area myself, and you know, I prepare the food every morning for all the homeless people that come in. So it's a little, it feels like my apartment. You know, it's home to me.
Okay. Yeah, so are you free to stop by right now? That way we can have you fill out the application and get you signed on to the contract. Otherwise, I mean, you are dwelling illegally at this point, so.
I'm doing what illegally?
You're dwelling illegally.
Oh, that's not true. No, I don't think you know the law. But I don't want to leave here with Eddie in here, because Eddie will steal things.
Yeah, my suggestion then is to contact the police if you're having an issue.
I can't talk to the police because I have a warrant.
A warrant for what?
I'm not telling. It's none of your business.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to call the police.
All right, so, hey, how do you spell your last name?
That's again? A G-E-R-B-I-L.
G-E-R-B-I-L. Draybill? Like that?
No, G. Like G, like G-string.
Okay.
G-E-R-B-I-L.
Great compare. And then your phone number is the 801-420-6969?
Probably. I don't know my number offhand. It's kind of a burner phone, so not too sure. But I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, that's my suggestion
here.
If you're having an issue.
What's your suggestion?
Is to contact the police if,
Scott
Roberts Architectural.
I already told you that that's a terrible suggestion because I can't talk to the police.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to go ahead and contact them and give them your contact information. So if you have any questions, please direct them towards
Why would you
them.
Do that? Because I'm just a prank caller. I don't even live there.
I appreciate the call. If you need anything else, please let us know. All right, Roy?
Okay. Have a nice day. So I have this list of tenants from hell ideas that people sent me probably, you know, a year or two ago. And that one was from someone named Hammy Ham. And he also wanted me to say that I'm having problems toilet training them. But I didn't get that far because she was just too busy calling me out on my bullshit.
River, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen. I'm a tenant here and I just have a question.
All right. I'll try to answer it.
Okay, great. Like, I have a satellite dish on my roof right now, but I need to mount six more of them, like in a circle. Is that a problem?
You need to mount six more satellites?
Yeah. I'm going to do like a satellite array.
I would have to ask Karma about that. I know you would have to have the brackets, and I don't know how many brackets they will allow you on your roof.
I'm going to have seven total.
Okay. Karma's out of the office today. Can I get your name and number and ask her on Monday and get back to you on Monday?
Sure. My name's Roy.
Okay.
And, it's apartment. Oh, do you need my apartment number or just my phone number?
Your last name and your phone number and your address.
Sure. My last name's Gerbil. It's G-E-R-B-I-L. Do you know if anyone else has seven satellite dishes on their
roofs? I do
not
think. You would be the first, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think it'll be a problem. I'm just trying to do this thing, you know, just to communicate with something and... It's not a big deal.
Okay, it is $70 a bracket that you have to have maintenance put on your roof.
Oh, I'm not paying that. Well, that's ridiculous. I can just pay.
Yeah, no, you have to have those brackets, and they have to charge you $70 to put that many up on the roof.
Well, no, so. I'm going to put them up, so they're not going to do it. I don't have to pay anything. I'm doing the work myself.
That's not allowed.
I'm going to take my X-Acto knife and I'll cut out the holes in the shingles so the brackets can lay there. I know exactly how to do it.
What's your address?
Well, like my apartment number?
Your address for where you live. Yes, please.
Well, 1721 South West.
That's the office address. Who's talking to me?
Well, I don't know my address. That's just what it shows here on White Pages.
Are you sure you're a tenant of ours?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in apartment 1691. I just use a P.O. box to get my mail, so I don't know what weird address you have here. But
1691, what street are you on?
Well, it's the apartments.
Okay, but we have 1280. We have 1150.
It sounds like that first one, probably.
Are you at 1680? I mean 1280 West?
Yeah, that's the one.
And what's your phone number?
It's on caller ID.
Well, I need to have you give me your phone number, please.
801.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. My phone's ringing. Is that you calling me? It's beeping. Hold on. Is that you? Are you calling me?
I'm not calling you.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd looked at caller ID and...
No, I don't know how to go check it.
You know, I'm mounting these satellite dishes for religious purposes, so I don't really see how you can tell me I can't do it.
Well, we have to have it done the correct way is the problem.
Oh, I know how to mount them. I used to work for a dish TV.
Well, no, we have to have it done by our maintenance guys the correct way.
No, because they charge too much money. Like, they're a total ripoff.
Then you're going to have to do it our way or you won't be able to do it.
Well, no, I'm going to do it my way, because I don't want to pay $70 to drill a couple holes in the shingles.
Sorry, but we're going to have maintenance come and do it, and you're going to have to do it the way that we need to have it done. It has to be done the correct way.
I know exactly how to do it.
I know you don't. I'm not saying that you don't know how to do it, you have to do it the way we need it done.
You cut a 3-inch hole in the roof, and you put the little mounting stick through there, right? Right?
I need to talk to my maintenance guys because you cannot be drilling anything on the roof without them.
Well,
if you do, you will be charged.
I'm just going to drill the 21 3-inch holes that I have to drill to put all of the satellite things in there. And it's embarrassing to say, but
you have to get approval before you could do this. So,
well, you said I couldn't do it at first. Now I have to get approval, so the story changes. But I'm doing this. Look, my girlfriend died over 2 years ago, and I'm setting up these satellites. It's going to make her ghost visible, so I can see her again.
You're playing a trick on me. Someone is playing a trick on me.
No, I'm not playing a trick. This is religious purposes. I miss my girlfriend, and I want to see her again. And these satellite dishes, if I arrange them in the correct positions, they'll make her visible inside the apartment.
Give me your phone number, and I'll have Carmen call you Monday. Don't do anything until we get back to you.
Well, no, I've already started on the first two satellites. I've already drilled the 3-inch holes into the shingles for those two. So, 6 holes.
Okay.
And I stuck the...
You're the new move-in, and you're doing this?
Yeah, and I stuck the tripod legs in... into the holes.
Yeah, well, we're going to get after you for that because that's not allowed.
Well, I think it's fine because if you tell me I'm getting in trouble for this, you're basically disrespecting my ex-girlfriend's memories.
But the company has policies that you need to follow for installing satellites on your roof. If it's not done correctly, you will be charged $70.
If you try to charge me $70, I'm going to have my ghost girlfriend turn into a poltergeist and...
Okay, come have her get me then, because you have to do it the right way. I'm not afraid of her.
You ain't afraid of no ghost?
Nope, I'm not afraid of ghosts.
No, I'm not afraid of no ghost. You got to say it right.
I am not afraid of anyone's ghost. How was that?
That was awful. You're supposed to say, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Okay, I'm not afraid of your girlfriend's ghost. How about that?
No, that you fucked up again. You don't know how to do it.
Okay, maybe you've had a little bit too much to drink, and you should call us back when you're...
I don't drink.
Not drinking.
I'm a Christian. I do not drink.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, but you still haven't given me your phone number.
It's on caller ID. Just look at your caller ID.
Okay.
It's right there.
I'll look it up then.
Dummy.
Okay. I'll look it up.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish drilling the rest of these holes for the remaining 5 satellite dishes, or 4, I mean.
Okay, if that's what you think you need, but we will charge you.
Okay, well, I don't care, because, you know, if you charge me, at least I got to see my girlfriend again, and she'll be able to walk around the apartment.
Okay, awesome.
Satellites will, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for what?
Thanks, I gotta go.
Okay, all right, well, have a nice day.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye. Whoa, what's happening? So I heard her set down the phone, but now I'm on hold for some reason, and I don't know why. What is this? I better turn on my soundboard in case I need to do a quick emergency dial tone. Okay, I hung up. It just put me on hold forever. I don't know what was going on. What the hell is that lady's problem? Has she never seen Ghostbusters or something? That's why she doesn't believe me about the whole girlfriend thing. Because if she had, she would know that it's like, it's ghosts versus technology. That's how it works. That's why the satellite dishes work. I think that makes sense.
You have reached the office of Sunset Re-
Apartments. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's just about these satellite dishes that I'm mounting on the roof. I need to mount 7 of them, it turns out. I think I may have called someone and said I just needed to mount 4 of them. But I'm going to mount 7 satellite dishes above my apartment. Just so you know.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. I'm a tenant here. I just needed to let you guys know I was going to be mounting some extra satellite dishes up on my roof.
Okay, we unfortunately, our owners do not allow any satellites to be mounted to our roof except for the existing, there's like one existing dish one on the roof of each building. Are you trying to connect with Dish or someone else?
Oh, no, actually, it's for my own experiment thing I'm doing here. I'm not actually getting satellite TV. I'm putting them up in an array, 7 satellite dishes. And they're going to reflect back down and make the ghost of my ex-girlfriend visible inside the apartment.
Which apartment are you in?
I'm in number, I don't know. It's the one for
Who is this?
What? This is Roy. Gerbel?
Okay, you don't know what apartment number you are?
I think it's 238.
238?
Maybe. I don't...
238 does not exist.
Look, it's the one that... No, that's the house number. It's the one that has the satellite dishes on top. Like, I have 3 up there so far, and I'm going to be mounting the rest this evening.
You do have some up there already?
Yeah, I've already mounted them. I did it correctly. I know how to mount satellite dishes. I'm not an idiot. I was just letting you know, in case you're wondering why those 7 dishes are up there on the roof. And they're pointed in...
Are you, like, actually drilling them into the roof?
Yeah, I'm drilling a hole, and then I'm putting the legs of the tripods...
Okay, yeah,
into the
you
holes.
Cannot drill a hole in the roof.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I can. I have a special attachment on my power drill for it. It drills a big hole. It's, like, made for doorknobs, and it makes, like, a 3-inch hole in the roof. And I do, like, 3 of those for each satellite dish, and just, you know... Stick it in there.
Okay, so what's your name?
Well, my name is Roy Gerbel. And the satellite dishes, they're pointing downward. And they're not even pointing up. So you can tell they're not for TV. So this doesn't really apply to your rules.
Yeah. Well, Roy, I do understand. I apologize. But because you're putting a hole in the roof. Also, I don't have you in the computer or your apartment, so can you tell me where you live? 238 doesn't exist.
Well, it's Eddie's apartment. I just sleep on the couch. But
Eddie who?
Yeah, he's Korean, I believe. H-U. But...
I'm not sure. So I would tell you, do not drill any more holes in our roof, because if you do, you're going to be charged for any kind of damage
There's no damage. It's just for the satellite dishes. They're mounting holes. That's all. Just mounting holes. I'm gonna be putting like 21 of those total. 21 holes.
Okay, so.
That wasn't a reference to anything. No, it's like, you know, that's like a tripod. So there's like 3 per satellite dish times 7 satellite dishes. There's got to be 21 holes. It's not a reference to anything, whatever you're laughing at.
Well, I'm laughing because I keep telling you, you can't put holes in the roof. And you keep telling me you can.
But I did.
If you put the holes in the roof, I will charge you every penny to fix any damage you cause.
Okay, well, I'll have the ghost of my ex-girlfriend come over and kick your fucking ass. I'll have her haunt shit over there and be a poltergeist.
All right, good luck with that.
I don't need luck. She'll do anything I ask her to. Because we're totally in love, and she does what I say.
Okay. So... where are you right now? I can come up and talk to you.
That wasn't a threat or anything, in case that's what you're wondering, because it's a ghost. She's a ghost. She can't actually physically touch you. She's just going to haunt you and scare the crap out of you a bunch. Because you're getting all
great,
quiet
so
now.
Where are you right now? I'll come up and talk to you.
I'm in my apartment, but I can't...
Okay, what apartment is that?
I don't know. I get my mail at a P.O. box. I don't know what apartment it is. I just know what's in front of the door, and there's like this dumb thing on, you know, mounted on the front of the door. That's how I know which one to go in. I think it covers the apartment number.
So why don't you go look at that mounted thing on the door?
Because it covers the apartment number.
Well, take it off.
Oh, well, I can't open the door because there's a pile of dirt in front of it.
So what was your name again?
Because it opens inward. My name, that wasn't racist. My name is Roy Gerbel.
Roy, what's your phone number?
It's on caller ID. Just look at caller ID. It's right there. Learn how to work modern technology. It's not that hard. Oh, I hear him beeping. Did you get it? Bloop, bloop. 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 Bloop.
Are you calling from an 801 number?
That's the one, yep. See, that wasn't so hard. You learned something new today. You had a new life experience. Just like in that movie.
Okay, Roy, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. Just don't be reporting me. It's all on the up and up. It's not for satellite TV, so the rules don't apply. Okay.
There's no okay on my end, Roy. Unfortunately, you don't make the rules here. I do.
Okay, well, no, I looked at the rules, and the rules don't say anything about satellite dishes used to bring back the ghost of ex-girlfriends. There's nothing in
there. It doesn't have a specific use that mentions a satellite dish.
But it's not a satellite dish anymore, because I'm not pointing it at satellites. I'm pointing it at
the
apartment.
Okay, Roy, why don't you tell me what apartment you're in, because I'm on my way up right now.
How are you on your way up if you don't even know the apartment number? The satellite dishes point down toward the apartment. And she's already partially visible, and I know it's going to work. I just need, like, just 4 more dishes. And she'll be able to walk anywhere in the apartment, just like she's alive. It's like in that TV show, you know, Star Trek Voyager, when the holographic doctor, he wanted to go outside of the doctor place, so they set up more holograms all over the ship. And he could walk around in the hallways. It's the same thing, basically.
All right, Roy. All I'm telling you is it is against the rules. If you do put any holes in the building, we will be charging you for that. If I can help you with anything else, please let me know.
I'll patch them up when I move out. I'll just put new shingles on top of the holes. I'll just staple them on top. And there he goes. Man, he started getting quiet when I told him my ex-girlfriend's ghost was going to kick his ass. See, that's why you don't make threats and prank calls. You never know if they're going to take it seriously. So, I've been doing this a while. I am ready to stop doing these calls. I tried to call back those original few tree apartments, and they're still not picking up. So, I think I need to just get to those a little bit earlier, and maybe they'll pick up then. I only got, like, not even halfway down the list, though, and there's a bunch that didn't answer, so I have plenty more from this list to call on a future show, thanks to Apocalypse. So be looking for some more Tenants from Hell in a future show pretty soon. And I have a shitload of ideas that I've written down over the years. Most of them, it looks like, are my own, but then there's a bunch of others in here that I think people have just left in YouTube comments. I'll just copy them and throw them in this list.
Hey, Roy. This is T-Falcon. How's it going?
Super.
So I was just listening.
Thanks for asking.
To the show, and about, like, where you said, like, about the Bigfoot calls, you know?
Oh.
And
that wasn't me.
I just got an amazing idea.
Some other show.
Instead of Bigfoot calls, you need to do Mothman calls. Like, calling up, like, a nursing home and saying that there was a Mothman spotting.
Okay.
And say that something terrible is going to happen. And to get everybody out, also everybody's going to die.
Emergency, emergency.
That'd be hilarious. Yes.
I'll have them call the fire department and the police, maybe some ambulances.
Can I say that? Okay, I'm going to do the outro now, okay? All right. So,
all right.
3, 2, 1. So long, fuckboy.
Thanks for the idea, T-Falcon. Yeah, Bigfoot, that's so last year. It's all about the Mothman now. I agree. I got to start doing that more often.
Roy is the guy from California. I haven't called in about a year, but hi. Anyways.
Hi.
So whenever you're doing those, like, Goodwill pranks, you should just have, like, another person on and say, okay, ma'am, you both tied for the same price, so now we're going to have, like, a live auction. And, like, you should just try to get them, like, bid against the other person. I think it'd be hilarious. Bye, Roy.
I don't know. It sounds like a pretty stupid idea to me. No, I'm kidding. I would do that. In fact, I should just put two of them on the phone together, like two of the ones that answer. Tell them we're going to have a rebid. I could be the auctioneer. I could.
Hey, Roy, it's the guy from California.
You again?
I ended up finding a flash drive out of a backpack that I found at Goodwill. And it turns out that the flash drive actually has a bunch of numbers in it, because I guess this was used as a sales guy that, like, sent emails and stuff.
You should return
Roy,
it.
Roy, I'm going to send you those numbers.
Be a good Christian.
And you got to hit them up. Hi, Roy.
I bet the joke's on you. The flash drive probably had a virus on it or something. You're infected with that ransomware that everyone's been talking about.
Hey, Brad. This is Chef Tony.
Hello.
I'm loving the show. I'm loving the show.
Thank you.
But, you know, you keep doing too many atop the highways. But
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I'm down in the kitchen right now. I have some top ramen.
Okay, thanks for the voicemail. Yeah, I'll be down and get my food from the kitchen any second now.
Brad, I just want to say, I cannot believe how easy it is to get Planet Fitness employees to set off the Lunk alarm.
I know.
It seems like they just do it with no questions asked.
Yep.
But,
Actually, I was listening to the XYZ show today, and he got them to do one today. He just asked them to. You know, he said he was with the corporate office, and she started it right up and had it going for a while, and some other employee came over, or probably a manager, and yelled at her to shut it off. It's a prank. I think that's what he yelled in the background, that it's a prank. Like, he'd been briefed on it, but the girl that answered the phone hadn't. And yeah, it's completely insane. I don't know how they believe that. That's crazy. Like,
I only listen to the podcast version, so maybe I miss out on all the failed attempts, but...
No, there's probably not that many failed attempts. I think I left all of the Planet Fitness stuff in the show. It really is that easy. You just call up a Planet Fitness and use a bunch of big words, and they set off the Lunk alarm.
Like, they just do it, you know? And I was wondering if it would ever be possible to get... call this Mass Confusion episode there. I think it'd be hilarious to see everyone's reactions.
Yeah, I've talked about that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. They just do it. That's all I want to say.
So, I had this whole plan about that, and now that you bring it up, maybe I should get around to doing this. But a couple years ago, I looked into the membership costs of Planet Fitness and how the memberships work and everything, and if I was to go out and buy a membership, I think it would cost me a little over $100. And there are Planet Fitnesses, like, around Portland, or, you know, just up and down the interstate here. I could go to a bunch of Planet Fitnesses and have Carlito or whoever, you know, just do the thing, get them to set off the alarms, and walk around taping. Maybe I could go up to the front desk and yell at them a little bit. I really want to do that. I really want to get a Planet Fitness membership, you know, just for a month. I bet we could make an entire episode of Calls of Mass Confusion with that idea. Just hanging out in Planet Fitnesses, getting the reactions of the Lunk alarms. I agree, that would be amazing. We have to do that. Someday. I want to spend an entire day just driving around to gyms. And they'll probably notice. They'll probably be like, every time a Lunk alarm went off, this guy checked in like 10 minutes before. That's weird.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
Hey, quick thought. Of course.
I would like to point out that this is not a quick thought. This is a 1 minute and 21 second long voicemail. So whatever this quick thought is, it's probably going to get cut off in about another, 25 seconds or so.
My voicemails are very quick, as you know, from experience.
Yep, he used up half the voicemail just going, hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
I was looking through the letters of the alphabet.
Sorry, Crimson.
I was thinking, oh yeah, you know, like the name Jor-El, when you spell it out, it goes G-E-R-B-E, you know, I was thinking...
You know, a lot of the letters end in an E sound. Makes it easily get mixed up. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of letters have that. But Gerbil doesn't fit the criteria as well as it could. AKA, we should make a name that contains a whole bunch of these letters, and hopefully not very many other, hopefully not a whole lot of other letters.
And then I can use my phonetic alphabet to help make things less confusing.
C, D, E.
Okay, I get it. Thanks for the voicemail, Crimson. I played 52 seconds of it. That's good enough, right?
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hello.
Hey, I should have made this call on Monday. Just been busy. Just now getting around to it.
Yeah. Monday, can you get this fucking guy out of my kitchen? He keeps making me food. I don't even like that kind of food. You know, you're the producer. Get this fucking guy out of my kitchen. He keeps using the kitchen phone and leaving me weird messages and stuff.
Since May, I spoke to the people of Chris Cornell, and he's going to be coming into the studio on Friday for an interview. Friday, May 19th. So
that's exciting.
Be expecting that.
Thanks, Brad.
No other production notes. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Brad the producer. That's pretty exciting. Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. He's going to be on the show on Friday, May 19th. Oh, wait, that's today. That's weird. He didn't show up. Maybe he meant next Friday. I'm pretty sure next Friday we're going to have Chris Cornell on the show. It's going to be exciting.
Hi, Brad, or Steve Dave, or Roy, or Bob, whatever stupid name you're going by now. It's Gordon. I wanted to let you know...
Can you take me off of speaker?
I've been following you in the PLA since I was about 15 years old, and probably. And I researched all about you and your history, etc. You've given me some great entertainment over the past 5 or 6 years since I discovered your wonderful organization.
Aww.
And recently I've been listening to every podcast. They're great for boring drives down the motorway between my home and university, and I find that nothing helps me study better than listening to your dulcet tones calling strangers motherfuckers and telling people to please shut the fuck up.
That helps you study better? I would think that would be really distracting.
So I thought I'd get more involved with you in the PLA community. So, by the way, thanks for finally accepting my request for the Facebook group. But I'm afraid I now need to get angry with you, and since I'm now paying you five of your finest US dollars, plus $1 VAT for being foreign per month on Patreon for no real reason, you're obliged to listen to this, and
they charge you an extra dollar for that? That is bullshit, holy crap.
Update my account on the website, for fuck's sake, as a paying member.
Okay.
About a month and a half ago, I went to the massive effort of making, recording, and then emailing you some of my own hang-up-the-phone prank calls after you requested we do it in a Snowplow show, so they were a bit shit, I know. But you never responded to me, which made me upset because you're my absolute idol, and I've been feeling really depressed and worried ever since. I think it's fair to assume...
Here's the thing, though. Like, whenever someone sends me in a prank call to play on the show, I don't even play it right away. I just throw it in this directory on you know, in my Gmail account. It's a directory called Other People's Pranks. And it might sit in that directory. You know, like, I haven't played any of the listeners' prank calls in the past couple weeks, I guess, now. Like, I have some in there that are over a year old. So anyone that's sending me prank calls for me to play on this show, like, I try to play them in a timely manner, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. And then sometimes I just kind of stop playing prank calls on the show for several months or a year or something. And I'm looking right now, and I think I see your thing, because here's one from Gordon. And these all look kind of short. I'm going to play them right now. I'm going to play your pranks on my show. So these better not suck. There's three different calls.
Hi, yeah. Hang up the phone.
That's me.
Hang up the phone.
Sorry?
I want you to hang up the phone.
Yeah, just give me a second.
No, no, don't have a second. Hang up the phone. Hello?
Abdul?
Yeah, hi. I don't know why he passed you over to you. It's a simple request. I don't need any help. Just hang up the phone.
What do you want?
I want you to hang up the phone.
I'm not sure what he called here.
Okay, well, why are you calling me then?
Because I want you to hang the phone up. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm not going to hang up with you. I don't know you, man. Maybe you're a king. You know? You come to me and rescue me.
It doesn't matter who I am.
Queen's sons. We never know why I'm going to hang up on you. You hang up on me.
No, I called you. I want you to
hang up.
No, you.
I called you up
specifically. No, you. No, you. Not me.
No, I'm not going to hang up.
No, I'm not going to hang up at all.
Well, in that case, I'm not hanging up either. Here forever, then, shall we?
Yep.
You!
Okay, well...
Where you from, bro?
That doesn't matter. I just want you to hang up.
Why, bro?
So it's nice to know that, you know, people across the pond...
Why?
They're just as dumb with the whole hanging up thing.
I'm going to hang up on you? No, man, that's a disrespect, you know? In the UK, you don't have to do that. You don't allow him to?
Well, yes, you do, because I say so. Just hang up.
Why? You my boss or someone? Who you are?
No, it doesn't matter, though. I'm just giving you
So then what do you think to me? Hang up? You hang up?
because I want to use
it. It's funny, he's not doing it because he doesn't want to do what Gordon's telling him to do, but he actually is doing what Gordon wants him to do. It's like some crazy psychology paradox loop or something.
I can't.
Just hang up. Hang the phone
Hang up. Laura's out of here. You know Laura?
That sounded like he hung up. And he says in the email, I suppose we're not as stubborn as you all are in the USA. Whatever, he seemed kind of stubborn. I mean, he didn't stay on for hours like that one that I did a few years ago. That was insane. I think people are less brain damaged over there is what it is.
Sorry?
Hello. Hang up the phone.
Say again.
I want you to hang up the phone. It's pretty simple.
So I guess he's just calling people at their homes.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone?
Yeah, please.
Why?
Because I want you to.
You gonna order the food?
No,
you gotta command them to.
Phone.
Are you okay with it?
Am
you
I
not feeling okay?
I will feel okay once you've hung the phone up. Because that's what I want you to do.
Alright, why you want to hang up the phone?
Because I want you to hang the phone up.
Yeah, this guy's just confused. He doesn't know what's
going
on.
Where are you calling from?
That doesn't matter. Somebody who's in some place.
I heard that pan noise. I thought he was going to be like, oof.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Crazy
there's no need for that, mate.
See, he called you a dickhead. These people are too stubborn. Alright, one more. I'm just going to go ahead and play this last one.
Oh, hi there. I would like you to hang up the phone.
Sorry?
I would like you to hang up the phone.
You want to hear it?
No, I want you to hang up.
Why is everyone echoing?
Sorry, yeah.
What kind of hobo setup do you have there,
I don't know
Gordon.
What's so difficult to understand about that I want you to hang up the phone. Release the line.
Hang up the phone?
Yes, release the line. Just do it.
Whoa. What's happening?
Hello, can you help me?
Yeah, I don't know why your colleague passed me on to you, because it's actually a very simple request.
Uh-huh.
I want you to hang up the phone.
That's right.
I can do that, but why are you putting me for?
Because, as I just said, I want you to hang up the phone.
I can do that, but why are you putting me for then to hang up the phone?
Because I want you to do just that. I want you to hang up the phone.
No, but tell me why you phoned me first and then to hang up the phone.
I'm sorry, I didn't
know. It's a simple question as well, you know what I mean? It's not as if it's... Why are you phoning me first and
then... You need to tell him you don't owe him an explanation.
Because I want you to do that.
Who does he think he is?
Look, nothing's going to happen if you do it. Just hang up the phone and... you can get on with going back to making food.
They hung up. Alright, so you happy, Gordon? I played your damn prank calls. And I hope this doesn't make people think that you can just leave a voicemail and say, hey, you didn't answer my email. Can you answer it right now, live on the voicemails? I'm not going to do that. This is like a one-time thing only. It's never going
to
happen
again. I think it's
again.
Fair to assume that the reason for this is racially motivated because I'm not American. I know he's just taking charge of your country, but there's
maybe that's
all
it.
Donald Trump style on me. I'd really appreciate some recognition and feedback on them.
I do hate those foreigners.
I'm looking forward to this being heard on the show and listeners knowing how much of a dick you are. All right, bye then, you wanker.
Wow. And after I played your prank calls, too, I can't believe you'd treat me like that. Some people. Anyway, thanks for sending me calls. Thanks for the voicemail. Thanks for falling for my trick where I don't play your prank call right away so that you get angry and you sign up to be a Patreon or whatever. I'm really glad that worked on you. Thanks, Gordon.
All right. Rupert the Monkey Boy here. Just pop on, Meprazole and listen to your last show. And that was, that was some funny shit. You got
Thank
two
you.
Good ones in a row. We'd just like to see a few more.
What? I don't usually?
A little bit more, not such a layoff.
Usually everything I do is shit? Is that what you're saying?
But the reason for this call is, you know, the TLA is always hip. And what's new, the it fad
totally.
Of podcasts and other shows. So, you need to incorporate the fidget spinner.
I did.
Frank Hall here and there, maybe even the whole show. You know, it's like you're adopt a highway.
I forget what I remember saying something about a fidget spinner on the last show I did, I think. Or maybe that was the Hobo-sode. I can't remember. Oh, by the way, there was a new Hobo-sode out, I think, this past weekend. The one called Smells Like Osama. I love the title on that one, and it was a really fun show. Incognito sent me a bunch of numbers where people were doing popcorn, like microwave popcorn taste tests, and I got to call up people from a survey list, and they had taken microwave popcorn taste tests, and I forget why it's called Smells Like Osama. Oh yeah, because he wanted me to ask if they would still buy the popcorn if it had Osama bin Laden's picture on the front of it.
People
weren't crazy about that.
Somebody's altered their sign into a fidget spinner,
yep.
And there's three or four kids laying on the ground with head injuries and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. You can really come up with some things. But we got to incorporate the fidget spinner, man.
Okay, yeah.
Pokemon's been dead.
Got to stay with the times.
We got to think of something else. Have a good day, Roy.
Thanks.
Gagnus.
Ruprecht.
Ruprecht out. Ruprecht away!
Yep, gotta incorporate those fidget spinners. Gotta make my show appealing to the kids these days.
Oh, Brett, I really don't think that your FBI issue is really...
Someone's calling in to demand a ransom?
...an issue, because for some reason, this I think it's fake, just get people to give you more money.
Ah, of course.
Whatever.
So the person who's calling in from a fake phone number and using a voice changer is calling me fake and saying that the FBI thing never happened.
I
think he's projecting.
I mean, the last person I gave a large amount of money to, they also claimed the FBI had been tracking them or something else. Mm-hmm. So that, and I think they were just looking to get more money too. So
yeah. Hey, would you mind? By chance, would you mind if, for the rest of this voicemail, I attempt to speed up your voice so that we can hear what you really sound like? Let's see if I can make that work.
Wondering if this all
get more money.
Yep, that sounds like me.
Oh boy, so they took all my stuff, so now I've got to redo. So how about y'all give me more money? I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe it could be PayPal. Who knows? Bye.
Well, it worked. As soon as I got raided by the FBI, there were some very generous people out there that kind of helped out getting my equipment set up again. You guys are amazing. This is the best scam I've ever pulled. No, I shouldn't kid about that. The FBI thing is totally real. I promise. You guys will see eventually. I can't really talk about a whole lot of it right now because my attorney says not to. But all I can tell you is that things are not moving ahead very quickly, and it's annoying. I wish they would just hurry up and charge me with something so I know what's going on. I've heard a few people say that, though, that they think it's probably fake, I'm just doing it for the money. And I don't have any way to disprove that, so you guys are just going to have to trust me, and eventually, I'll be able to give more details and make my whole story here a little bit more believable.
Hey, Brad. I'm at another payphone at a rest stop off I-65 in Kentucky.
Okay.
We're going
be
back
careful
home
out
from
there.
Atlanta, and I just wanted to tell you, because you told us our homework was to get... just to find working payphones. Well, there's a working payphone off I-65 in Kentucky.
Are you actually calling from that payphone, though? Or are you just standing in front of the payphone using your cell phone? That doesn't count.
Probably about 45 minutes into Kentucky at a rest area.
Are there glory holes?
I wanted to let you know and tell you that. So, yeah, I found another working payphone.
Holy shit.
All right, bye.
I think that right there answered our question about whether or not he's calling from the payphone. That was definitely the hang-up sound of a payphone handset. So thank you for doing your homework assignment and calling in from a payphone in Kentucky at a rest area. That's all of the voicemails for today. I still have a bunch of old ones in there that I haven't played yet, but I'm down by another day. It's like 6 days of voicemails left that I haven't played yet, so we're getting there. Slowly. I think I got behind from when I got sick last time, probably, and didn't do any shows for about a week. I'll get caught up with these voicemails eventually. That one voicemail accusing me of lying about the FBI, that was an older one, so he probably thought I just wasn't playing his voicemail because I didn't want people to know the truth. But no, I'm just behind on voicemails, that's all. If any of you want to call in and accuse me of crazy things, just be patient. It'll be played eventually. Today's show was sponsored by Andrew Don Farquimi, because that's how you pronounce the name Farquimi. Don-Farquimi. Thank you, Andrew, for being a sponsor of the show and making more shows happen and keeping my mini fridge well-stocked with Four Locos, because I totally drink Four Locos all the time, nonstop, day after day. That's my thing, tons of Four Locos. It's crazy how much alcohol I drink. So if you'd like to support the show, just go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. You get one extra show per week and sometimes zero extra shows. But this week there was an extra show, and last week there was an extra show. I think the 2 weeks before that there were no extra shows. So there's no schedule or anything, but I try sometimes. I really need to start doing more extra shows so I can get all these voicemails cleaned up. Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you everyone who supports the show, especially Andrew Don Farquimi. He probably giggles every time I say his last name wrong. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube and on all the things. The links to everything is in the show notes on phonelosers.com. There are links to follow all of the social networks. There's links on how to buy Snowplow Show t-shirts and other cactus merchandise from other people. And there are links to play games with PLA people, like on Rust and on GTA 5 and on whatever that other one was that I can't remember right now. Go look at the show notes. There are links to do fun things and be involved with the community and all that stuff. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay.